It's great to be back with you for this latest edition of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm Greg Tucker, your host. Well, it's everyone's favorite time of year again, or not, and by that we mean tax season. It's a period of dread, a lot of complexity, and for others, well, as they'll see a refund, and so they're looking forward to it. Well, wherever you fall, the fact is that this year, some 17% of Americans who did not purchase a health plan either through an exchange or through the traditional insurance market during 2014, as mandated under the Affordable Care Act, are going to be subject to a tax penalty when they file the 2014 taxes. So here to explain that and understand the broader implications is Hector De La Toye, who is the executive director of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, how big is the tax penalty for not having insurance in 2014?
Well, those who were uninsured last year face penalties of $95 or 1% of their income, whichever is greater. A lot of people hear the $95 and they think, oh, that's not a big deal. But it's whichever is greater. So the 1% of their income would be more equivalent to someone making $40,000 a year. That would be $400 for themselves. And then if they have additional family members, then it grows even more.
So the option is buy insurance, you have to do it, or you're going to pay a tax penalty. Now, do you have any insight into why some people are actually choosing to pay the penalty rather than going ahead and purchasing a health plan?
Well, we at TCHS have a survey that we do every year, and in that survey, we found that nearly 3 in 10, 28% of uninsured Americans believe that paying their health expenses plus the penalty is cheaper than the coverage options available to them. Unfortunately, they're not taking into account that many times at the lower income levels, they qualify for discounts if they purchase a plan through a healthcare exchange. And then there's also many options in the traditional insurance market.
Right. I think people need to understand that increasingly, even hospitals where you traditionally go into if you didn't have health insurance, you'd go to the emergency room, which, of course, is the most expensive form of health care. They're signing folks up through Medicaid if they are in that lower income bracket.
Absolutely. They always ask during the intake various questions about income if you're uninsured in order to determine if you would qualify for Medicaid, and they'll sign you up on the spot because obviously they want to make sure that they're covered for the care that they provide.
What do people need to do with health insurance? What do they need to do?
Well, you know, it's not too late to sign up for 2015, and there are many ways to do that. The important thing is obviously to take care of their tax burden for this year. And for that, it's really quite simple. If you have insurance through your employer, traditional means, you just check off a box when you do your taxes. I've already filed my taxes. I just had to check off a box. The IRS will double check that against your employer information and determine whether that's the case. If you purchased a plan through an exchange last year, there is a tax form that you would have received in the mail, a 1095A. And with that, that'll give you the information that you need to fill out an additional form on your taxes, the 8962, which determines whether you got the right amount of discount if you qualified for one.
It's not all that complicated. In fact, it's relatively simple. The message is sign up if you haven't. There's still time for 2015, and unfortunately, if you didn't in 2014, you'll have to pay the penalty, and hopefully never again. Hector, thanks as always for the insight and for the resources you provide. That's all we have time for here on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, here on WYPR, your NPR news station.